Well, I'm very happy to be here to share this information with you all. I have a prepared statement, and so I will start reading it, and it will explain many things that you want to know about Roy. Roy Ronald Colgen was my older brother by 4 years. He was born March 1, 1927 in Oakland, California, soon moving to Van Nuys, California. Our oldest brother was Maynard. I always admired and looked up to my brothers. Our lovely home was on a quiet but main street lined with walnut trees. Our property had many walnut trees that were our playground. Always playing and climbing on them, or resting on a large branch to contemplate the warm sun. During the fall season, when the nuts were ready to harvest, Roy and Maynard would climb up high and shake the branches as Mother and I would collect them. Mother had a special Armenian recipe for making walnut compote. An arduous, many-day process of curing and canning the sweet, whole peeled nut. She was famous for this delicacy, which she served to guests along with Armenian coffee. I must add here that Mother was a fabulous Antepsi cook. Without much money, and especially during the Depression, our meals were spectacular and nutritious, all of which we took for granted. Our summers were idyllic, playing outside with abandon. On summer Sundays, many friends or relatives would drive out to the country . Cousins and we would play all games. On the large expanse of grass in our front yard. All our family friends were Armenian. Our life was a typical Armenian life. Dignity, honesty, respect, and Christian living were stressed. Mother led daily family prayer with us. There were even several Armenian male figures who encouraged my brothers. I remember them making kites fly together to fly. In hindsight, I realize all our friends were high caliber, setting fine examples to us children. Days full of happy memories. Maynard became an electrical engineer, inventing various products for the electronic companies he worked for. He finally invented a circuit sensor that enabled him to open his own successful company. I became an elementary school teacher. My mother's mother was Dudu. She was born in Aintab, Turkey. Her brothers and their wives were dear to us all. Mihan, Sadie, and Yahub Marie lived in Los Angeles. Most of the holidays were enjoyed in either of their homes. Sometimes, many times, Uncle Ed Yervant and his wife Rose would come down from Fresno to join us. That was always a treat. Once a year, we would drive to Fresno to visit Uncle Ed and Aunt Rose. It was such a special time for us. They owned the Peacock Market, which stands to this day. Going there was fun. They had a large bowl of jelly beans candy by the cash register. They always let us have some. Special memories. Uncle Ed was the closest person as a father in our lives. Arriving in Aleppo, Syria, following the Armenian, Levon Levonian, mom's brother, founded the historic Usum Nasirat's school. All the refugee children found their school home there. He was greatly loved, talented, and resourceful. Much revered to this day. I discovered he was able to keep the school running by selling my grandmother's gold jewelry. She managed to keep safe on the genocide journey. I was proud to honor him in 1993 at a memorial for his life. 500 attended the emotion-filled service, one thinking he may walk up to the podium any moment. Roy's daughter played the harp at this service. I know very little about my father's family. My mother, coming from a very wealthy family in Aintab, mentioned how my father had told her in Aintab, her father, Hovhannes Efendi Levonian, would not have allowed him to enter the back door of their 30-room mansion. Grandfather was a landowner, exporting pistachios and apricots. He also was a money changer. He owned Arabian horses, one of which was my mother's favorite. She mentioned how one day, while riding through the orchard, a great wind whipped her long hair around a tree branch. The horse stopped, thus saving her life. My mother attended the Aintab Seminary College and Central Turkish Girls College in Maraş. Grandfather Hovhannes was influential in local Turkish and Armenian life. He was one of the original founders of the Second Armenian Protestant Church, Ikinci Kilisa, the mayor being his friend, warned him to leave Aintab with his family as the genocide began. In 1998, I was fortunate to travel to Aintab with my brother Maynard. Roy was unable to join us. That is another poignant story to be told at another time. Maynard is 98 and in relatively good health. Our father, Kirkor, had emigrated from Aintab, Turkey. To America at age 18, followed by our mother Zeki in 1921. Surviving the Armenian genocide, she came to America to continue her studies in piano in New York. Upon landing in Ellis Island, her cousin greeted her with the news. Her brother Yervant, Ed, was possibly dying of blood poisoning in Fresno, the result of a nail wound. Abandoning her plans, she moved to Fresno and remained. There she married our father, and they moved to Van Nuys. Our father was a businessman by nature. Down the road from our lovely home, he ran a small grocery, shoe repair, and two-pump gas station. He was loved by all, but succumbed at age 47 to cancer, leaving our mother with Maynard, Roy, and me, a 1.5-year-old child. Thus began her arduous life journey as a single mother with little income. She raised us with complete reliance on her God through faith and prayer. I, to this day, as a mother of three, do not know how she accomplished this. It was from her Christ-centered, cultured upbringing. Our mother found her strength to raise three children alone. Our upbringing was very strict, not attending movies, church always on Sundays, no lipstick or makeup for me. There was no Armenian church near us. We attended the Van Nuys Missionary Church, founded by Dutch immigrants. We thrived there as children. On holidays, we would go to Los Angeles to the Moses Congregational Church, founded by immigrants from Ainta. It was a Turkish-speaking church. We children were all fluent in Turkish because it was the language most spoken at home. It was in this loving environment Roy was raised. He was given violin lessons and became extremely proficient. Maynard also with violin and piano. At his high school graduation, Roy was the star. He not only performed a solo violin concerto, but received almost every academic awards presented that day. Both my brothers were extremely high achievers in school. As a teenager, Roy took over a portion of the garage and installed a rudimentary chemistry laboratory, creating all manner of explosives to be deployed by Maynard, who had a complete electronic setup in their bedroom, where he even made his own radio. I recall many an incident where Roy would concoct the explosive. Maynard would wrap the ball in foil, attach a long fuse that traveled across the street into a cow pasture. We anxiously waiting for the explosion. All innocent fun. Amazingly, no one ever got hurt. World War II intersected our lives. Upon graduation from high school, Roy joined the United States Navy. This was near the end of the war, so his service career was not too long. Upon coming home, he took advantage of the GI Bill and attended the University of California, Santa Barbara. There he met a lovely lady, Margaret, who also played the violin beautifully. Roy was 19 years old. They married, and Roy enrolled at UCLA in pre-medical studies. Their first child, Daniel, was born Roy had to work to support his new family and find time to study. This arrangement took a toll on him. Even his faculty advisor told him it was nearly impossible to do both. Upon graduation, instead of entering medical school, he opted to join the FBI, who were recruiting at the school. Thus, the trajectory of his life shifted. His daughters, Lynette and Rachel, were born. The pressures of daily life played a heavy role on their marriage. After a few years, sadly, they divorced. Roy, not fulfilling his goal of attending medical school, left him to drift into various avenues for income. Being he was not in California at this time, I have very little knowledge of his life for this period. He met Iris, a lovely Southern lady, and married. She had a small son, Howard. They moved to Southern California and settled into a new life. He worked for Lockheed Aircraft as a technical writer for some years. He wrote some plays. Big City Blues was one he produced. Although short-lived, with an all-black cast at St. Mark's Playhouse in New York. He wrote many books, which led to his prolific Sexaholics Anonymous library. Unknown to our family, Roy drifted into unhealthy living. One day while reading Ann Landers' LA Times column, he read her response to a reader on sex issues. Her answer was so off the mark, he called her. She wrote Roy's comments in her next column, including Roy's mailing address. A deluge of mail followed. Sexaholics Anonymous was founded. Roy finally found a challenging avenue for his life's calling, using his intellect and life experiences. With God's help, SA flourished. I know multitudes of grateful men and women praise his name and are eternally grateful. Roy died September 15, 2009, at age 82. I am extremely proud to be Roy Colgin's sister. Thank you.